Visit our website at BostonBastardBrigade.com for recent news, reviews, podcast episodes, and videos featuring members of the B3 crew.
Become friends with us on MySpace at MySpace.com/BostonBastardBrigade, as well as on Facebook. You can even find our Twitter accounts on our official homepage.
And don't forget to check out our friends at the Electric Sisterhood at ESH.MOBI for another side of news and review, including their own glorious podcast show.
When the sisters are away, the bastards will play. It's time for the Boston Bastard Brigade.
Episode 93. That's what your mouth's for.
Bastards and wenches, please rise for the Boston National Anthem.
Bastards and wenches, you may be seated, and welcome to another episode of the Boston Bastard Brigade. I'm King Baby Duck.
Blue Onik.
Mr. Cuse.
Anvil.
Yeah, we took a break last week because I was on site doing...
you didn't take a break, you were still working.
So yeah.
He still needs a break.
Yeah.
We decided to take a break, because we've had hectic schedules lately. Just get an actual chance to sit back and relax, because with our jobs... with interviews, with this, with that. We just haven't had a day to ourselves, and I don't even remember how long.
And I was busy reporting on-site at Anime Boston 2011 at the Heinz Convention Center, which was a big improvement from last year, I will say.
Yeah. I don't know. I really like Prince. I went by there, actually, which is kind of funny, because I was out in Boston with some friends. I saw Princess Leia... with balloons.
That was my friend's girlfriend.
I actually know who she is through another friend.
Really?
I've met her like once or twice. Yeah. I said hi, and I made the joke of, can I pop your bubble?
Everyone said that to her.
She just laughed. She's like, I would tell you no, but you'd probably pop them anyway.
Oh.
Yeah. I start laughing. I'm like, I gotta
count you as a rapist. Anyways.
Ha ha.
I had a lot of fun, as you see on the Boston Bash Brigade website. I got to take part in a press interview with Brina Palancia, who is best known for her voices, Tamama and Sergeant Frog.
Really?
Yeah. Oh my god.
I've seen her in some American movies.
Fucking cute.
Or some regular movies, like film movies.
Nothing I can... She's really predominantly done voice acting.
I know, but I know I've seen her before in a movie.
Yeah.
I don't know where, but...
But she also played Mad Moxie in Borderlands. She played Gerda in Comic Jumper.
Nice.
She was so much fun to interview.
Yeah, she probably has the multiple voices and whatnot. It's pretty freaking cool.
Yeah, she got to... she did her Tamama voice when reciting one of her favorite lines, which was, hey guys, guess what? I think I have diabetes.
That's horrible.
That's not funny. I mean, hilarious.
But I also got to interview Garugamesh with another website called J-Rock Revolution, which is a great website to get all your information on Japanese rock bands releasing stuff, not just in Japan, but also in America and Europe and all over the world.
Music.
Yeah.
Seven nations. All of them.
And then, yes. And then I got to go to such events as the hentai dubbings, which is always one of the most fun things to do at Anime Boston if you're 18 and older.
Oh, no.
Let's just say you will never hear That's What Your Mouth's For the same way.
Jeez.
But it was awesome because on stage with the main guy, Dick Tripwire, was Sean Schimmel, who does the voice of Goku on Dragon Ball Z.
Oh, crap.
They tried to get him to do the voice, but he said, if I do it, they'll fire me.
Yeah, they probably would.
So he did one better. He did both Christopher Walken and Bill Cosby.
Oh, no.
Awesome. All right, just open up the legs and let me put it in my Jell-O pudding.
Oh, man. That's so wrong.
Never think of Bill Cosby that way ever again.
Never.
Never.
What did Christopher Walken say?
Oh. What was it? It was like the evil technical monster was like, okay, I'm getting you next. And I was like, wow, I didn't know you were gay. And the monster said, it's not gay if I'm killing you. And I said, yeah, keep telling yourself that.
That's awesome.
Jeez. But yeah, I know that it's going to be wicked hectic next year because PAX East and Anime Boston are going to be the same weekend.
I don't think they've officially confirmed that yet.
Yep, it's all been confirmed.
Bullshit.
Nope, it
there's
going to
be somebody that goes,
it was confirmed at PAX East, confirmed at Anime Boston. It was confirmed everywhere. It was confirmed in your pants.
Oh.
Whoa.
Nice.
Nothing's been confirmed in those pants for a long time.
Thanks.
Sorry.
Thanks, ass.
Sorry, bro.
So we gotta figure out how we can, if we're gonna be able to, like, cover both events. Because it's gonna be that crazy.
Well, you gotta pick up some more, inside depth reporters.
Yeah. Perhaps I can talk to one of my friends, because she's, like, an English major and might be interested.
Yeah.
Well, I've been an inside depth reporter, too. Yeah!
No. 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 Bad. Bad, 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 bad.
Can we get the spray bottle over here?
No. That joke works.
Not on the carpet. Not on the carpet.
Bad,
bad. I made a spot.
I made a spot.
Yeah, try to put his face in it. No, I'm just kidding.
By the way, wasn't the royal wedding wonderful? I was there in attendance, because as a king, I had to be there.
Fuck you.
I don't know, man.
Well,
let me just say, Princess Kate doesn't hold her liquor as well as people think she does.
Okay,
so
well,
she's a lightweight?
Yeah, she's kind of a lightweight.
Great, fantastic.
I found it kind of funny, like, I'm at work and people are walking up, you're not watching the royal wedding? And I felt like saying, well, I'm a heterosexual male, why do I want to watch it? But I went with, as an Irishman, it's against my culture to watch anything British.
Oh!
Oh, that
one got him.
Oh, yeah.
But that means you're missing out on so many great British sitcoms, like Father Ted and Red Dwarf, Monty Python, the classics of Benny Hill.
Listen, I don't want to watch some bitch get married.
I'm talking
about the prince.
Yeah, the whole thing about, you know, the story from her going from, like, what was considered rags to riches or something like that is kind of BS. I mean, I don't understand the whole thing that was with the Princess Diana kind of situation there where, you know, she was kind of like a kindergarten teacher or some shit, and they had, like, a big quarrel about that. It's like,
yeah,
I'm sorry, but if you're going to be going too much into the family, kids are not going to look pretty. I mean, he looked all right, like, a couple years ago, and then now he looks like his father. Like, all, like, losing hair, he looks like crap. So, I said... No, I'm not going to watch that. No, thank you.
Well, I couldn't watch it either because the whole Nazi thing.
Yeah, the whole Nazi thing. Yeah, somebody was just like, oh, yeah, I wonder where the Nazi band is. Is that under his shirt this time?
No, that was Prince Harry.
Oh, either way. It's in the family, all right? Just let's put it that way.
Yeah, it's...
Yeah, okay.
There is zero Jewish
they
people
just,
watching that.
Yeah, they just like crap.
Yeah.
Unless Hitler was still alive, then, you know, he'd watch it because, you know, he's a Jew and he is the head of the Nazi party.
Yep, he was a dumbass.
Yep. But my God, I just want to paint! I wanted to do some paint the portrait of him! Why?
Hey, could you DVR that for me so I could pause it at one place? I just want to paint it. Alright, anyways, let's fucking start the show already.
Alright, well, this was a movie that we weren't able to touch on when Issues Guy and Jason Sargent were on.
I'm sorry. I missed it, but I don't know. I can only imagine what the hell happened here.
No. The movie he's about to talk about is about the porn industry, and he said he didn't touch on it with two other guys here.
Yes. Right.
Yeah, literally.
The movie Middlemen. And we had Luke Wilson playing Jack, a businessman who starts a billing company specifically for entertainment.
Was his name Jack Niehoff?
No.
Harris.
More or less the whole thing was he was kind of one of those guys that was actually a business type person.
Who worked close with, like, the mafia and some places.
He didn't really want to. It just fell into place. It, like, one of, like, the places in Las Vegas wasn't doing good because the people that owned the place was running it into the ground. So he fell in, and he just started, like, an awesome business run. An issue comes along where one of his friends, supposedly friends, who's a lawyer, was getting indicted and whatnot about something. And he gets them to meet these two guys that are trying to create a whole portal, like the actual like internet porn. Online and stuff like that. He had the brilliant idea of, okay, so if you're the guy at home and you just spent money on that with your credit card, would you want to see Asian twins on that slip, or would you want to say billing company of some sort? And they're just like, well, that's what I got an idea. We'll call it 24/7 billing. Yes. So whenever the guys go and order something, the wife won't go and beat the crap out of them.
Yep.
Yeah, it was hilarious, but you could see like where they're the start of their dismay and destruction because of the fact that they were such idiots and they were coked up and everything.
And they were dealing with a crooked lawyer played by James Caan.
Oh yeah, he's a great actor.
And he is.
He did it. This movie, I have to say, was awesome, but I could see why it didn't do good in the theaters.
Yeah,
and whatnot. What was it? $20 million for the movie or something like that? Yep, and it only made
$800,000.
Really?
Wow. Yep, that's an awesome payout.
We think it costs that much because of all the music licensing.
Dude, alright, let's put it this way. Because of the music licensing, because of all the boob jobs that were they had to pay for, probably, for all these women. I mean, there were just boobs everywhere.
Yeah.
I mean, if you want to see a movie with that, that's it for you. And along with that, there was the Hummer H1. I think that was probably the one the most one.
That's about like $10 million right there.
Like, that was the funny thing. As soon as they got the money, they were supposed to go and pay money towards the Russian, and they hopped in a Hummer, drove down to Las Vegas, and got lost for like a whole like 2 weeks, and then they got the crap kicked out of them by the Russian mob guys. It was just
Fear and Brainless in Las Vegas.
Yeah, exactly.
We're gonna go in here. This is back country.
So yeah, this movie was done. I want to say pretty good, but it just didn't have the respect of it when it went into the movie theaters or anybody was it.
And I can kind of see why, because there were some slow areas in the movie. There were boobs, but then there was like dryness.
Yeah,
boobs, dryness, boobs, dryness, boobs, dryness.
Yeah, and then the relationship stuff, and it went from
dryness.
Luke Wilson's character there. He's more or less, he was a straight and narrow. That was the whole thing. He was straight and narrow, and then there was just the one porn star, and that finally like broke him off and whatnot. Anyways, but yeah, what else do you have to say about this movie?
Well, I felt that they spent a little bit too much time showing them cracking numbers to get into the real inside of the industry. But I will say it had a good twist in the end.
Yeah, I mean, there was those, like, montage parts that were pretty hilarious. While, they had, the whole setup of showing the guys, going, yes, looking at the pour on the thing, and them recording it and putting it up on the websites and whatnot.
Right.
It was just
them uploading the videos, the guys downloading in their pants.
Yeah. But that was because of the fact that the guy, back then the internet wasn't doing so well. And mm-hmm. You're a jerk. Anyways,
was it like we're talking about the '80s? Is that when it wasn't?
No, actually, this is like mid-90s because back, when you see the trailer for it, it's like or actually the starting of the movie, it goes, back in the day, the internet was very slow, and it shows like it uploading a video. Okay. Remember the old days where the graphics were like really like crappy, and it would just like take forever to one mm-hmm. picture.
Dial up.
There's one part where the guy just like, the internet was in, and guys wanted their porn and whatnot, and the guy just takes the monitor and just slams it on the ground because it bailed out on him when he was trying to look at it and yank off. So yeah. But yeah,
it was
pretty funny. I mean, in a rating, more or less out of 5, I'll give it a 4.5. Respectable.
Okay.
I'll give it a respectable 4.5.
On
the concept of the actual aspect of everybody not running into the theaters going to see it, it's probably down to a 3.5.
Yeah, I'm going to give it a 3.3 because while it was enjoyable, there were a little bit too many dry moments for the film to make it like 100% entertaining. I thought that they could have done it a little bit better.
They were trying to, in those dry spots that we're talking about, they're trying to extend the drama of it because of the fact that, you know, the guy could have got, like, the main character could have gotten killed. He could have, you know, everything and anything could have happened. He could have got killed. He would have lost his wife and kids. He kind of did, but then he came back. It was kind of weird, just the way everything played out. But, yeah, it was a pretty good movie. You can DVD rent it from Netflix or otherwise whatever else. I mean, is Blockbuster even still around anymore?
No.
Oh, goodbye, Blockbuster.
But they're actually finally closed.
Oh, fantastic.
Yep.
Netflix was taking all the business.
Yeah, and that's the other thing, is Netflix is going to be kicking ass and taking names. They're going to be doing some serious updates in the recent future. Not sure exactly what. Everything I was reading just was kind of garbled. But more or less, hopefully, they're going to be doing a lot more live streaming, so we wouldn't have to be ordering so many DVDs. It might pop up the price a little bit. Like, maybe instead of paying $8, you might pay, like, $12.
Right.
But you're going to get, like, you know, the movies and whatnot right on your Xbox, PS3. You know, Wii, PS3, whatnot. So, yeah, yes. I mean, it's not a bad deal. All right. Now we've got sports.
Sports.
Okay. All right. So, The Red Sox lost 2-0 to the Mariners last night.
Damn it.
They couldn't score a run.
Please tell me that this is going from like worse to better, right? Is this the sports segment? This is how it's going to. Okay, it's going to be like.
Truthfully, chink. Granted, we did lose, but we were hitting him well.
Okay, so we were getting guys on base, but yet nobody was scoring.
Running in scoring position, we couldn't get
and we had bases loaded, and Adrian Gonzalez hit a hard line drive, and the guy was able to catch it in midair.
And then they doubled off Ellsbury, who was on second base, so that was tough.
It was the second baseman that caught it, that's why.
Mm.
And better news, they won against the Orioles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One out of the three.
It's okay. Damn it. We're still coming through. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, I mean, the thing was that Lackey actually pitched pretty well for once, you know. He gave up, a run in the third and sixth, but if you can't score any runs, it's pretty tough to win the game. But it's a game they should have won, and they got to do a better job of knocking in those runs. So that's pretty much how it went. And the other thing is Dice K injured his elbow, so Wakefield is going to pitch today against King Felix Hernandez, so good luck with that, but, you know, hope he has a game of his life.
Oh, no.
Have fun, you
there
jerk.
There are two kings?
Uh-oh.
God damn it, and plus it's in North America.
And in the same city.
Yeah, it's not like Canada with a prime minister.
Because the Mariners are playing us at home. That means
crap.
King Felix Hernandez is in Boston.
Yes.
Does this king feel nervous?
Nope.
Are we going to have to up the ante on the friggin' security? God damn it.
No.
Oh my god, sniper!
So anyways, hopefully the Red Sox can play better and step up to the plate and start winning again. They had a six-game winning streak, and now they started losing some games. So they
start out subdiddly-yucking, then they're going, hooray, they're doing good, and now they're subdiddly-yucking again.
Pretty much.
Okay, thanks,
Did
Mr.
you just
Flanders.
Really diddly-yucking us? Really?
Well, at least they updated the website. It looks a hell of a lot better.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
Last year it was just like green and then there was no backing pictures and whatnot.
We should vote.
Why?
Send all the Red Sox to the promised land.
Oh, okay. Well, anyways. Next!
Okay. Alright.
I thought you didn't believe in a promised land.
What it's called mean? A vagina.
Thank you. They make you all the promises. Once you're done, they break your heart. So last night was UFC 129 from Canada. And the main fight, basically, was George St. Pierre versus Jake Shields for the title. Came down to a decision, which was actually a destruction decision, where George St. Pierre beats Jake Shields.
Yeah.
Yes, take that, Jake Shields!
And now I'm kind of hoping for the super fight.
Omega fight.
Which, you know, I've been dying for a long time, which would put, you know, it'd be a catchweight, no title, no nothing, just, you know, a fight of Anderson the Spider Silva versus George St. Pierre. So, let's see where that goes. I really hope we'll get a chance to see that fight. also on this fight card, you know, I'm jumping around a little bit, I'm not going to give you all the answers, but was Lyoto the Dragon Machida versus Randy Couture.
Oh, yeah. I think it's the end.
And Randy got TKO'd.
Rock'em Sock'em Robots.
In the second round. But, truthfully, it's...
He's starting to show his age.
He truly is. He's in another movie coming out. And he's already said that he will be retiring soon. This actually probably was his last fight, from what he said.
Yeah, because, I mean, it's great that, you know, he's Hall of Famed and everything like that, especially in UFC. But I can't, you know, see him keep going. I mean, yes, it's great to have him come in and Rocky Balboa the bitch out of it, but... There's only so much that you could do, especially... How old is he now? I can't...
He's like 40-something.
Yeah,
I mean, he said before, like 3 weeks ago, that this was probably going to be his last fight and he wanted to concentrate on movies. Because he's having a lot of fun with it.
Yeah, I bet he is. And he's probably making a lot more money in the friggin', you know, movie industry than he was in the cage.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah.
Because back in the time that he was doing the Ultimate fighting and stuff like that with the official stuff, they probably weren't bringing in that much money. Well, I mean, the pay-per-view, yeah, but not so much on the fact that he was getting it lining in his wallet.
Well, they did the highest paid athletes not too long ago, and Brock Lesnar was the highest paid MMA fighter.
Yeah, but that's now. I'm talking about like 5-10 years ago. But
truth be told, nobody came close to Lesnar, and he was making $5.5 million. That's not including all the extra stuff, but...
It's a lot more than the president's getting right now, but I'm just saying...
Well, the president gets other, like...
Yeah,
other
I know, stuff. He gets all the other stuff on the side there. Yeah. He gets free stuff, but Mark Lewinsky, you get like $2 million. I mean, oh, God damn it.
Sorry.
Like, you're supposed to be only making a certain amount when you're president and whatnot, but that's a whole different
story. But you're only president. These people are fighting.
Yeah.
But the president needs to make those important business decisions that...
Not like Donald Trump.
If you vote for Donald Trump, we might have to, you know...
I will never vote for that little toupee-wearing motherfucker.
Okay, because I was going to say, we might have to...
Hey, you know what? I wear a toupee.
Just kidding. I knew it!
You owe me $20.
You know...
Oh, I don't have any money right now.
Alright, you owe me the $20 on that bet.
God damn it.
I do want to see him run, though, just so we can have something to make fun of.
Yeah, but truth be told, I don't know. Okay, let's move on.
Alright, next.
Alright. The Celtics are going to play the Heat in the first game of round two today at 3:30. And Shaq, it looks like he will play. Finally, thank God, Shaq's going to play. We've been waiting for eons for him to play.
But how long will he play? You know, last game we saw him play like 6 minutes.
He played like...
Okay, I'm done.
I know.
Here he comes on the court. Now he comes off the court.
You know what? They should just wrap him in Icy Hot. All right, let's see the Icy Hot patches on his entire body. Shaq looks white!
What was that Adam Sandler movie that came out with the grown-ups? Yeah, grown-ups and stuff like that. They're playing the basketball game, and the two fat guys look at each other. I think I can't run anymore. I think we should fake injuries. Oh, God! He grabs a fucking cannoli out of his daughter's head.
He just gets a cannoli out of his head.
Whatever. All right, go back. All
right. So anyways, obviously, LeBron and Wade are going to be, driving at will against the Celtics. So I think that you can't slow down those guys, but Pearson Allen has got to, you know, limit the damage that, you know, those guys score. And also, Rondo said that he is not afraid of them, and he will be driving to the net at will. He's not afraid to get blocked, and when he plays, you know, that up-tempo style, I think they can beat anyone. So he's got to be on his game. He's got to be not turning the ball over. He's got to be, you know, basically getting a triple-double, you know, almost every night, I think, for them to win. So I'm glad that he's going to, you know, push the tempo.
I'm just hoping that they're not going to try to plant their feet whenever he's trying to go to the hole. Otherwise, they're going to try to keep doing the polling of the calls and whatnot. So, yeah, that's not cool. What is up with this pitcher, though? Why is that guy just doesn't look right?
Wade looks like he just got owned by Paul Pierce.
Or he's trying to own him from behind and it's just not working.
He's actually trying to catch his spit when he spits it.
Oh, right.
He's like, hey, Paul, look what I can do. Look what I can do.
You sick fucker.
I just shot an M&M up in the air and caught it.
Alright.
Look, Mom, no hands!
And then I think the other thing is that our bench has to play well, too. Our bench has been pretty much non-existent against the Knicks, so they got big babies that step it up. Jermaine O'Neal.
Jermaine O'Neal's been doing pretty well.
He had one decent game, but
Yeah, but the Knicks just got their ass whipped. Look at
two
that.
Two games in a row, we got owned.
Yeah, but, you know, I still think that...
But, no buts. There's no buts.
There is buts.
No, no buts.
Yes, there is. No, and they did win, but... they won, even though their bench, I felt, did not play well. Basically, they're getting all their points from the big three, if you think about it. So I think their bench does have to step it up. Okay, big four. Are we in an argument over this?
Yes.
Yes.
But that's the whole purpose of the show.
Are we arguing just because of a toupee? I mean, that's not fair.
Whoa, who said they want a toupee? So you're talking about your toupee again?
God damn it.
All right, anyways, that's all I have for this whole thing.
Oh, come on, don't cut it off now.
No,
we're supposed to argue about this stuff on the show. That's the purpose.
All right, well, I think that, you know, it's a big three, but I think it will turn into a big four.
So more or less what you're trying to say is the fact that, you know, all the other players on the team are just letting the main 3 to 4 guys carry the team, wherein it should be the whole team trying to carry the rest of them, so it makes it easier.
Yeah, because if one of these guys has an off night, they're going to lose. They need their bench to step it up, and Big Baby's done nothing. Jermaine O'Neal's had one good game, granted. You know, Shaq hasn't played, obviously, but they need a... You know what I mean? They need to supplant the offense, so I think they're not doing a good enough job of that. So, I mean, they got away with against the Knicks because the Knicks aren't, you know, that
aren't top of their game at all. Have never been and never will.
Whoa, they were.
Never will.
They did win championships before.
When was the last time I won a championship?
Before we were alive.
Yes. Oh, well, that's a while
exactly.
Hey, I said that at one point.
Okay, at one point.
I didn't say it was any time recent. 70s
maybe or something? I don't know. All right, okay. For
their last championship was 1931.
Jesus. No fucking way. All right.
That's pretty recent. You know, we were all infants then, so.
Oh, yeah. If we were alive.
We were toddlers.
Well, I didn't know we were 79 years old. I just shut up.
Yeah.
Where are you? I can't even see you.
Next. So hold your head out your ass, then you can see.
I'm right. Sorry, but right. Martha took my glasses.
Ed, no. Next.
You're up.
Okay, so the next round of the Stanley Cup playoffs started yesterday with a beautiful gem of a game by the, what do you want to call them? Boston Bruins?
Bruins!
Yes, against...
Boston badass motherfucker Bruins.
But I'm still a little bit nervous already. Because remember, last year we went up 3-0 against this team and dropped it.
Yeah.
So that's just what happens to the Canadians. The Canadians almost went up 3 and then they lost everything. So
they're up 2-0, yeah.
But I think the actual... Well, let's just break it up to the Canadian, you know, fiasco thing right that was going on right there. Okay. That one should have been done at Game 6. It should have been done at Game 6, and even one of the announcers, who I totally agree with, said, I don't believe the right team won tonight.
Yeah.
It was because of the fact that the Canadians were just playing...
Dirty?
Very dirty, and healthy. Especially on the seventh game. I mean, you got what's-his-name there. I don't want to just be like the black guy, but...
P.K. Subban. When he's on the ground, he grabs his arm and falls down.
That was stupid. That was just a flop.
Just so you all know, I am a member on Facebook, and you guys should all join us, called I Hate P.K. Subban.
Oh, okay. Awesome. Okay.
We do have a group.
I mean...
It was like, I thought you Canadians were supposed to be so nice!
I'm black and from the hood.
As soon as you mention their beer sucks, it's all over with. It's a full-scale riot.
I know. I did that the other day on the train, and some Canadians fans didn't like me.
Wasn't that whole thing like when Metallica, you know, had to drop out of that concert up in Canada and there was a full-scale riot?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's picture worse.
Yeah, picture worse. Yeah. Yeah, but with the whole game, you know, 7, it felt like the ref were just letting them go at it. They just said, screw it, I'm not going to call it because of the fact that it's getting too ridiculous.
It's very physical. I think in the beginning they were making more calls, and as the game went on, they decided not to...
I mean, some of the hits were pretty friggin' atrocious. I mean, what was it? I mean, I loved seeing the Bruins guy. He was just like, he missed one, he still clipped him. He missed
then
one.
Jaws the other one.
Jaws the other one, and then whirlwinds on the ice and lands down and gets back up and just goes at it. I'm like, that is a hardcore MF-er right there, just because of the fact that if you can hit somebody, plop down on the ice, and then get back up and skate as fast as you can, I'm all for that. That's impressive.
But I mean, if you look at Game 6, I mean, come on. First they call a hit that wasn't an illegal hit. throwing Milan Lucic out of the game.
Oh, definitely.
And then when Nathan Horton gets a breakaway, nobody's even near him. Slashing. What do you do? Hit the ice on the puck too hard?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was stupid.
I mean, the referees were redonkulous. That's right. I'm going to call it redonkulous. Yeah.
But it was good to see the Bruins able to fight back and not just lay down and take it, because that was one of the things that I was worried about, because when you guys were like, yep, Stanley Cup, I'm like, dude, calm down. I feel that they might just drop out even in the first round if at that, because of the fact that, you know, the whole season has been kind of up and down, you know, from watching them. They're like, they're like the stock market right now.
In game 7, you know, we're up, you know, 3-2. I'm all excited. And then all of a sudden, Subban has to score in the final 2 minutes.
Yeah. I was kind of like, motherfucker, no, no. And then, like, when they were in overtime, I was like, what's going on? Oh, my God, they almost scored it. Oh, wait, all right. There was one dumb one that I have to actually talk about. I think it was in the actual game where the fact that Tim Thomas let his guard down for all of 2 seconds when the puck was behind him, and he thought the defenseman grabbed the friggin' puck, but the Canadian grabbed it and popped it right in underneath him. I was like, "What the hell? You guys got to pay attention to that." That was one of the goals that could have had them up 2 instead of this one thing, and then bringing them to that whole point where they're back into it and they're like at each other's necks, and then it goes into overtime.
Yeah.
I think it's just Bruins, because the Bruins with the power plays too. Plays are the fucking one thing that kills us. You are 5 men on the ice next to the other 4 guys on the ice when you get the power play and they fucking score on you. Mm-hmm. How bad is that?
Well, truthfully, we're the first team in NHL history to play a best-of-7 series and win it and not score 1 power play goal.
Ridiculous.
Yeah, it's nuts.
That is I'm sorry, but that is not how hockey should be played.
They're not going to keep winning by not scoring power plays. It's going to catch up to them at some point.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But it's one of those things that is a crucial moment when, you know, I think there was the whole setup that, you know, there could have been a 2 guys in the box and they still couldn't score on the friggin' power
play. They do better when it's 5-on-5 than 5-on-3, if you think about it.
Well, I mean, what was the overtime setup? Didn't they do the overtime setup as 4-on-4, or was that another setup?
That's a different setup.
That was a different setup, yeah.
But I was laughing because, like, somebody had an iPad on the train, and I'm on my way into work. So there's a group of, like, 5 zillion of us, basically, huddled around this one iPad. I'm standing on a railing looking down at it over this guy, and I'm, like, one stop away. And as he's pulling in, you know, like, the door's open, I'm like, damn. And all of a sudden, it's like, to the point! He snipes it! Oh, God! Bruins win! Bruins win! We're like, And the driver, no lie, stops the train, comes jogging back there to look. He's like, oh, the door's not working. And, I mean, Nathan Horton hit it from the point to win it.
That was a beautiful shot. That was, I have to say, that was just,
Under the goalie's pads, right?
No, right over. Hits the tip and flips in.
Oh. Yeah. But there was even that other goal that actually I thought was going in from earlier on when it hit him, and it flipped up and it went on to the top part of the net and flipped back over. Oh, yeah. I thought it was going to just drop right in and go. I was like, ah! But yeah, it was a very intense game. It was like an adrenaline, you know, heart pounding type game. So I have to say that, you know, the it's awesome, you know, to watch the game whenever you get a chance. But work sucks for me.
Yeah. Right. Well, like, one big thing with Nathan Horton is he's been with the Florida Panthers most of his career. This is his first year with a winning team, first time ever being in the playoffs, and he's really taking advantage of it.
Oh, yeah.
I think he's one of the top scorers in the team right now, and he scored 2 game-winning overtime shots out of 3 possible. And yesterday, we wound up playing in the second round against, you know, Philadelphia Phillies. I mean, Flyers. Damn, Philly has too many teams.
Too many fuzz.
Philadelphia cream cheese.
Philadelphia cream cheese. Philly steaks.
Yeah.
So basically, we go against them. Our goalie Tim Thomas versus theirs and Bobby Boucher. No, I'm kidding. That's a movie. That's Waterboy. I mean, what can I really say? We go out, we score in the first 2 minutes, back, you know, up, blah, 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 blah. End of the game, 7-3.
Yay!
Bruins win. And they actually pulled their goalie, too.
Yeah, that was the other thing. I was sitting there at work, you know, I checked my phone every once in a while, and I was just like, blah, blah, blah. I was like, okay, 3-0. Okay, not too bad. Blah, blah. Holy crap, 5-2! Later on, I was just like, okay, let's see what happened with the Bruins. 7-3! Yeah! Everybody's like, holy crap, are you okay? Dude, Bruins won! Holy crap! Everybody just was like, you know, just going around, running around crazy, especially the kids with the Bruins. Well, anyways, Bruins are supposed to be playing. When? When is supposed to be playing? Huh?
Well, you tell the crowd.
I don't know anymore. Well, tomorrow, actually, it's 7:30.
Yeah. There
we go. Well, actually, I might be able to watch that. Holy shit.
No, you won't.
God damn it. Stop jinxing me. Something will come up now, you jerk. I'm going to get called into work. I'm going to be like, white boy, get into work now. Oh.
I'll run your house and hit you with a taser and you'll be out for the entire game. They go, damn you, Anvil! Damn you! I missed the entire game.
Uh-huh. But, wait, hold on. Home away. Oh, okay, so they're going to be at Philadelphia, and then Wednesday and Friday they'll be here. But for right now, it's kind of to be determined on both Tuesday and Wednesday, Thursday of next week, but we've got Sunday game as well. But,
yes.
Yeah.
But yeah, I feel like the Bruins, you know, they're going to kind of play safe tonight, tomorrow night, and hopefully be able to take on what they have to do. I mean, I hope that they put enough shots on net, but yet they still keep their defense, because at a couple of points when they were playing against the Canadiens, they were up and they were going, and Char or whoever missed the puck, and they were off on a one-man friggin' adventure, and then that's when we got shot on, and they got goals and shit. It was just the worst situation that you could possibly imagine. But yeah, I mean, hopefully the Bruins are going to kick some more ass. But who do we think is going to be coming out of the other side of it on our league side, more or less?
That's a tough one right now, because it looks fully open for everybody. I couldn't even choose if I wanted to.
Yes, you can. You're going to look at these fucking teams, and you're going to freaking choose. Freaking dirt.
He forgot who was on the other side.
All right, anyways, let's put it this way. From the conference on our side is going to be the Tampa Bay Lightning and Capitals. They're the number one seed is Capitals, and Tampa Bay is number 5. And then we've got a 2 and 3 right now, which is, Boston's 3, Philadelphia's 2. On the other side of that fun stuff, I don't even know what teams those are.
Is Nashville and Vancouver, and then Detroit and Sharks.
Yeah.
San Jose.
I'd like to see the Sharks come out on top over on that
side. I don't.
Why?
Because if it comes to the Bruins and them, then Joe Thornton comes back to Boston.
Oh, right. That's right. I'm sorry. All right, well, let's...
I think...
let's get Nashville over here.
Nashville.
They're barely even a team anymore.
They're number 5, all right? Just shut up.
They're barely even a team anymore. They're looking to move them up to Edmonton.
Oh!
Another Canadian team.
That's where they originally
I thought Winnipeg. They're going to move to Winnipeg.
Are you sure?
I heard Winnipeg on
it. They change it.
Yeah, no one really knows.
All right, enough with hockey. Let's go on next.
All right, so this past weekend was the NFL draft. But moving into the draft, we had the lockout.
Oh, goddammit.
Then the lockout was taken off. Then it went to the appellate court, who said it's back on. But the first round of the draft was Thursday night, and there was no lockout for that first round, and technically most of Friday. So all the players selected in the first round went, met with their teams, got their playbooks and everything, and then basically, you know, other players were there lifting. Mm-hmm. Lockout was on, and they were all told to go home. It's confusing. This is a very confusing time for sports, but there's one player that was not drafted by anyone that's kind of upsetting for me, which was Boston College linebacker Mark Herzlick. First 2 years in, you know, ACC, expected to go top 10 in the draft. He got cancer. He beat cancer. Came back last year as a senior. Had a great year. Senior Bowl. Played really well. And then just not to get picked up. You know, it's, you know, upsetting as a sports fan. I want to see who picks him up as an unrestricted free agent when that can happen. Because during the lockout, that can't happen yet. Normally, he'd either be picked up by today or tomorrow. Now we've got to wait. But going into what the Patriots did, in the first round, we selected offensive...
Wait. I got somebody agreeing with you on the whole fact of the matter that he should have gotten pulled up. Oh, he okay. says, I hope he becomes our UFA. UFA, what's that?
Unrestricted free agent.
Oh, okay. I thought he meant going to the UFL.
No. Who's this you're chatting with?
We got one of my buddies from college, Patrick.
Oh, all right, Patrick.
All right, Pat.
Hey, Pat.
I'd like to see him on the Patriots. He's a good linebacker. Could really help us out, but only time will tell.
All right, next.
So in the first round, we selected offensive tackle out of Colorado, Nate Solder. He's a 6'8", 319-pound tackle. He's one of the better ones in the draft, even though we could have taken Anthony Costanzo out of BC, who I think is better. But we took Nate Solder.
Solder's a beast.
Yes.
Well, he's also the fastest in the combine for his position, too, which is a good sign. For something that's 6'8", it's...
Jesus. Yeah.
And then both the ends we wanted were gone. So we traded our 28th pick to the Saints for their second round this year and their first next year. Huh. And they took Mark Ingram.
No shit.
Yes. Which, all right, little factoid. The year that Mark Ingram won the Heisman Trophy was the same year the Saints won the Super Bowl.
Oh, Ooh. Interesting. I know. Very interesting. I didn't realize that. Okay.
So then, we go on into the second round. And with the first pick in the second round, we took cornerback out of Virginia, Rozzie Dowling, who's 6'1", 198 pounds. Now, good player, solid hitter. He can help us out. Now, I'm just going to go down the list for the rest of them in no particular order. And this is a player, the one that I'm going to talk about next, is a huge one that was expected to go in the first round. Had the talent to go in the first round, but he has some off-the-field issues. So he slid all the way down to the third round where the Patriots took him. He's a quarterback out of Arkansas, Ryan Mallett. 6'6", 253 pounds. Is this sad that, one of the biggest players we drafted was a quarterback?
Yeah.
I don't know if anybody else finds that weird.
Especially, yeah.
Well, let's look at it this way. Tom Brady's been with us been fronting us for
10 years.
Oh, yeah.
They won their first, Super Bowl with him 10 years ago.
Thank you, Drew Bledsoe.
Well, actually, Ryan Mallett is another Bledsoe kind of player.
Oh, god damn it. No, he's going to run and slide every fucking 2 seconds, and you're going to be like, why? Why, oh why, you could have ran further?
It's like, one step slide. What the? No one's new. I'm Drew Bledsoe.
Well, from our person that is telling us what he thinks, he says that, he says he's not. He's like more like a castle project. Like, they're trying to kind of whittle him out of, the hardest wood and make him, a strong football player as a quarterback. So,
I mean, as of right now, he's like a Bledsoe. He's got a good down-the-field arm, but he needs to be molded.
Yeah.
And he, like he said, castle needs to work.
And then trade him. Make money and then trade him.
Trade him to KC.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. Then... we actually selected two running backs back-to-back. First was the running back out of Cal, who was the backup to Javid Best, Shane Vereen, who's 5'10", 210 pounds. And then we selected the running back out of LSU, Stephen Ridley, who's 5'11", 225.
Holy crap, actually, that's right.
What?
I was thinking of the joke idea of Manchurian Candidate.
Oh,
they make the friggin' guy, and then they send him to another team and make him do horrible.
Now, this pick really surprised a lot of people. But tight end out of Marshall, Lee Smith, 6'5", 266. Yes, last year we got Rob Gronkowski and Aaron Hernandez. But Algie Crumple is aging. Hernandez is playing more like a tight end. I mean, like a wide receiver. It's a good pick. He's a good, tight end. He should help the team. Another cornerback, Malcolm Williams out of TCU, 5'9", 204. We also got outside linebacker from Central Arkansas, Markell Carter, 6'4", 252 pounds.
He said Lee had sex with his principal. Or supposedly did.
Supposedly, yes. We've all heard this one.
Supposedly.
No.
Or his favorite word.
But that
word,
kid, he's the most popular kid in the school.
No. And his favorite word of the day, allegedly.
Allegedly. It's always my favorite word. Now, this is the biggest dude right here that we drafted. And I saved him for last. A guard center out of TCU, Marcus Cannon. 6'5". Yes, he's not the tallest, although he's 6'8". 358 pounds. Marshall. There you go.
Marshall.
So basically, he's my size.
Midget. No, I'm just kidding.
Actually, he's closer to me.
Really?
Well, I mean, height-wise.
Like zoinks.
Wait, he's more weight on him than me. I'm just a sexy bitch.
Ah.
Yeah. Oh, I'm a sexy cheetah. Cheetah. No.
Cheetah?
It's a song.
Oh, okay.
Are you really searching that, dude?
Yes. I was told to.
He bumped uglies. No.
Sex scandal with the assistant principal.
Of his high school?
Oh, shit. The face on him is just
Hi-yo! I just got laid by my vice principal.
Well, at least it's not like the whole other setup where, like, you know, the teacher and the student and then a kid and the whole court case. Yeah.
Oh. Hi-yo!
Hi-yo!
So, out of the draft, I think we did a good job at picking players. I really wish, you know, we had done a little bit better, got a better pass rusher. At one point, Casey Matthews was still on the board and we could have taken him. But that one slipped through our hands just like his brother did. We traded a pick to the Packers a couple years ago and they took him. So, all in all, the draft is over. We're still on lockout. Now these players can sign. And we're just going to have to wait to see if we're going to have football.
Yay!
Yeah.
So, let's move on.
I hope we have football. Otherwise, it will be the UFL League. I'm telling you.
Yep.
I want the Canadian, too.
Well, yeah, there's always that. Or arena football. Well,
Arena football is pretty...
It's already going. There's a game today at 3 o'clock.
It's pretty exciting, I must say. Arena football.
Right.
United Football League. We just hope that they get a Boston or a New England team, you know.
So that way I can go play.
That would be awesome.
Yeah. Agreed.
I mean, come on.
Nice. Look at that stomach on her.
What? She has a six-pack.
That's not a six-pack. That's a fucking... that's a mini muffin.
Mini muffin?
Mini muffin. No. You can't see that from right there.
I see something delicious.
I know. Jesus me too. Christ. I see something delicious too.
I know what I want to go eat for dinner.
But... my favorite word today.
All right. Between them, they've got the Hartford Colonials. Yeah, okay. Las Vegas Locomotives. What the fuck kind of name is that?
Locomotive.
It doesn't flow.
Yeah,
it doesn't. Omaha Nighthawks. Okay, I'll give them that one. That looks actually pretty badass. It's got like the plane and shit. Virginia Destroyers. Oh, that looks like a ship. It's a destroyer. Oh, isn't that just fabulous? And then the Sacramento Mountain Lions. It still doesn't fucking flow. It just does not flow.
There's only five teams?
Yeah, there's only five teams.
How do you break off the playoffs?
I know. It's like one team doesn't make it.
All right. You know you're a loser at life when your team's the only team that doesn't make it.
Yeah, no shit.
It's the final four.
But I think if this goes the right way, it doesn't pull a fucking XFL like, you know, WWE.
Oh, that was horrible. That didn't work out very well.
Yeah, but I mean, it was pretty cool that they were able to have some badass names and be able to hit.
You hate me not, though, they were players.
Yeah.
Come on. We all love how they, you know, just instead of a coin flip, they put the ball at the middle and two guys would charge and try to get the ball.
Is that Dante Culpepper?
It'd be like, is it?
Is it?
It might be, so. Because a lot of the players from the NFL have gone over to the UFL.
JP Lossman and Simeon Rice.
Yeah, it says it right there, yeah.
Actually, yeah, that was Dante Culpepper. It said it there, too.
Huh.
Whoa! Wow. That's blowing my mind, man.
Interesting.
No, God,
yes, no!
Hey, YouTube. God damn it, not again.
Go back.
No!
Hey.
God damn it!
No.
All right, anyways. All right, next.
Go one more.
No.
We're almost there.
What?
No,
what?
We're going to see if that was him. Dante Culpepper. Dominique Rhodes, yeah. Willie Parker.
Wow.
They got some big name pros that were good at one point, but that's Dante Culpepper right there.
Interesting.
Anyways.
Okay.
All right.
You can go now.
Well, one thing that at least Blahnik and I have been waiting for a long time to come out has finally arrived, Mortal Kombat Legacy.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Duke Nukem. I was like, that's not this month. This next
no,
month.
No, that's next month.
Next month.
That is next month. If all of you recall, like, around last year, someone made, like, a fan-made short film that was supposed to promote, like, a reboot of the Mortal Kombat franchise, but in, like, a real-world setting.
Yeah, it was very sexy, and it didn't go back to the whole concept of the original Mortal Kombat movie where, holy crap, shit's just coming up from the ground and everything turns to shit. It's kind of like how RoboCop and, like, Predator movie was, like, showing how their cities were, you know, messed up.
Right.
And throw that back in together, and then you throw in the Mortal Kombat characters between, like, Reptile, or, you know, Baraka, and all those other guys that... They kind of made them seem like they were actual mobster-type characters, but yet they still had their powers and whatnot to be able to kick the crap out of people. Correct. And right now, they've gotten 3 episodes now of Mortal Kombat Legacy,
as it's called. So far, we've been introduced to Jax, Sonya, Kano, Striker, and Johnny Cage.
And possibly Cyrax, or one of the other robot types because of the starting of it with Kano and having the, what do you call it there, the parts and whatnot in the...
True.
Yeah.
And I think the person that was doing the surgery on Kano, I think that might be Baraka. Because remember how he was a surgeon?
Yeah, there's that. But that also kind of disappoints me because the guy who is supposed to be playing as Baraka in the, you know, the one that they made that was, you know, just as a trailer, more or less, as they called it, for Rebirth. They used the... They didn't use the same guy. They're not using the same guy from that one, which kind of disappoints me because he was in he was in Undisputed 3. He was the Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu guy that was... Well, right. Not Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, but... Capoeira? No, something like that. The one that flips around a lot and whatnot.
Oh, okay.
So they switched it over to another guy, which I'm just wondering how they're going to perceive him as Baraka in this new episodes and whatnot that they're going to be coming out with. So
true. But let's see. I really liked the first two episodes with Jax, Sonya, Kano. It gave you a really good backstory as to how Kano became how he is right now. And then you hear about how there was damage to Jax's arms, which means he might have the whole mechanical setup like he did for Mortal Kombat 3.
I don't know how they're going to do that. Are they going to do it like the second Mortal Kombat movie where he had the ridiculous, like, arm setup and was able to break him off and have his arm use again? Because that's what, you know, they kind of said in the second movie, you know, he was kind of like a pussy or something like that. He couldn't kick anybody's ass without the actual, like, added arm, you know, the strength from the arms. So,
right.
But I don't know. But I have to say that Michael Jai White...
Who's awesome?
He's an awesome actor, but there are some parts of the fight scenes that I could say that they kind of missed each other.
Yeah.
Oh, you pushed me in the face. No, you totally missed, you know.
He missed.
Because what this whole thing is it's not like this got multi-million dollars backing it and whatnot. This is just, it's going online. Unless you know about it, you won't really stumble upon it unless, you know, you're a Machinima fanatic or something like that. That's where it's mainly where we're getting it from, right?
Yeah.
You can only really get it from there. Maybe some other places that try to steal it from there.
Correct.
But for the most part, yeah, it's been kind of an interesting setup with the actual characters.
Now, you had some issue with the introduction of Johnny Cage.
Yeah, they kind of played it off as, you know... really freaking stupid. Like, when you watch the original movie, you know, try not to compare too much to the original movie because it's a totally different, you know, shell within itself.
Yes.
They were kind of like, they put up, like, the crappy little movie thing in a poster and whatnot. But, yeah, Johnny Cage is one of those washed-out, you know, YouTube karate, you know, fighters that was popular. And when he goes and does the actual fight scenes, they just suck because they don't move because he can't actually beat the shit out of people.
Right.
But this was showing the crap part of that, but it didn't really go anywhere with the episode, I felt like. It was a whole 10 minutes of nothing.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't really go anywhere in this aspect of showing Johnny Cage, yeah, great, but there was that whole thing where Jax and Sonya, they got into that, and with Jax being a little bit messed up and whatnot, yet they didn't show him. Sonya, or played by Jerry Ryan, giggity-giggity.
Giggity-goo.
Mm-hmm. Was that 7 of 9 from...
Yep, that was 7 of 9.
Voyager.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But I know that. If this is able to catch on and whatnot, I could see this actually turning into, like, an episode that, you know, or, like, multiple series that could end up on the actual TV instead of having to
watch it online.
Fight to watch it online. It kind of sucks that way because we're never sure, like, what day it comes out on officially. It just pops up.
Right. Like, I can see it, like, maybe on FX or Starz even. I think Starz could do a pretty good job. They should just cancel that Camelot series, considering how awful I've been hearing it is.
Yeah.
And then just put it in its place. But you do feel bad with the Johnny Case character, because I feel like he's sort of like, I don't want to say like a representation of Jean-Claude Van Damme or any like the big action stars that we remember from the 90s. Or Steven
definitely
Seagal.
Not Chuck Norris, because Chuck Norris is too awesome.
Right.
Chuck Norris is the shit.
Right, right.
Still is.
Because there are actual action stars that are going through everything that Johnny Cage is going through in this episode. Especially Robin Shaw.
Yeah,
right. Robin Shaw, who is a pretty good actor, but isn't getting the proper respect, as you mentioned in your Death Race 2.
Yeah, seeing in Death Race 2, you know, there's respectable actors all around and whatnot. It's just that they never get the I don't want to give them the 15-minute of fame. I want them to get the whole friggin' pie, not this bullshit. And one of my friends said, yeah, the Mortal Kombat could end up on Lifetime.
No. A Mortal Kombat. Kano discusses his feelings.
No one likes me!
Cheer up, Kano. It's just your estrogen.
Johnny
Let's
Cage.
Just cry and eat ice cream together.
Johnny Cage talks about life before his robotic arms. Well, my mom told me to
That's
work
Jax.
Like...
You got that wrong.
Uh-huh.
I don't give a fuck. I was making fun of him.
Well, you could make fun of him in the proper way.
By saying it right. Okay. Yeah, so they switched from Latif Crowder to Fraser Atchison, who's been in a couple movies, but he's more of a stuntman and whatnot. So, I don't know. Mm-hmm. I just don't know, man. We'll they keep switching things around. It's just I can't figure out why you wouldn't take the guys from the rebirth, you know, the actual rebirth trailer and whatnot, and bring them over to the actual little series. It just doesn't make any sense to me. But that's just me. But right now we don't know what's going to go on with the fourth one. It didn't really lead into anything of telling us what's going to happen on the next one. So that's the whole thing with this series is when we're going little by little, we don't know where the hell it's going. We don't know who's going to be introduced next. We don't. But, you know, it's a good series altogether, as of right now, besides the whole Johnny Cage part. Fuck Johnny Cage.
Yeah. Well, he gets killed off if it's going to be like...
Well, that's the thing in the Rebirth trailer. It's just that it shows him getting killed by Baraka. And it's like, holy crap, is that going to actually happen? Are they going to have that fight scene, or was that just a, you know, was that a do-over?
Dream. Well, it could be a dream, too.
Yeah, it could have been a dreamscape. But I don't know.
Maybe.
It's really weird.
But we'll have to see what happens. But altogether, what do you give like these first three episodes so far, if you can grade them?
All right, I give 1 and 2 together a 4.8. If you take away 3 right now, because 3 is just crap. But if you put 3 into it, it drops it down to like a 3.9 or a 4.
All right, I think I can agree with you from that perspective. If you put all three together, I would give more of like a 4.5 to the first two episodes, because while they were great, like you said, there were issues with some of the fight choreography.
Although it did suck to be that SWAT guy that got that friggin' exploding dart in the back of his head. He was just like, "Deke," and they were like, "Run!"
Boom.
Yeah, sucks to be him.
But
those second-stage actors never have a chance.
Yes. The next episode should be up on either Tuesday or Wednesday.
Oh, I freaking hope so.
Yeah. Because it's, you know, one episode a week, it looks like.
Yeah, or that's what they're trying to accomplish, but they
You guys can watch those on Netflix, too, or is it just...
No, it's strictly yet. Right now YouTube, so...
Machinima.
Yeah. As much as we're not trying to get ourselves in trouble or plug them or whatever, but... to go and really see the video and whatnot, you'd have to look it up as either Mortal Kombat Legacy or otherwise under Machinima. Machinima, I call it Machinima. Teehee.
Okay. Why don't we talk about one of the big things going on, the announcement of the successor to the Nintendo Wii.
What?
Jesus.
Jesus.
Pablo.
We've got...
Motherfucker.
It's codenamed Project Cafe, and from what I've heard, it's supposedly going to be more powerful than the Xbox 360 and the PS3.
Wow.
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
So, from what I heard too, the controller is going to be more traditional than the Wiimote, but it's also going to have a touch screen on the controller, like a 6-inch touch screen. So what I think they're going to be doing is they're going to be trying what they tried to do with the Game Boy Advance and Nintendo GameCube, but, you know, up the ante a little bit more with it.
Better graphics, finally?
Yes.
None of this cartoon bullshit?
I have a feeling that you can run the new Unreal Engine, the new one that just came out on this system.
Oh, that's awesome.
From what I heard, too, players will also be able to stream game content to the controller screen from the console. And it could be full games, it could be like mini games within the actual full game itself, it could be demos, it should be interesting what they do. Mm. Now, it's not going to be released until after April 2012, but at this year's E3, they will have a playable demo of the system on site.
Yeah, our viewer made another great point here. Yeah, but it won't come out for 5 years, so the graphics are still going to be out of date. Nintendo worries about volumes of sales, not quantity of graphics.
Well, if it's going to be more powerful than the Xbox 360, I bet it's going to be pretty good. I bet you the graphics will look good. I think, though, that maybe they should focus more on the Wiimote base games, because that is a great control system that they have already.
Yeah.
And the fact that this system will be backwards compatible with Wii and GameCube games, it might give players a chance to play these new titles on Project Cafe with the Wiimote.
Hmm.
Because, I don't know about you, but I still feel that in regards to motion control, Nintendo still beats out Xbox and PS3. And this is my reason why. With the PlayStation Move, it works fine, but you basically have to play it in the dark because it doesn't work in a well-lit room. And that's bad for the eyesight.
Yeah.
If you're playing in the dark. Kinect, okay, it does read your body movements and everything, but you need 4 feet by 4 feet of open space to do it, and not a lot of people have that.
I think I can pull it off. I just gotta move the table out in front of my TV.
Right. But I'm speaking more from a majority perspective.
Yeah, people, like, one of my other friends says that they bought it, but they haven't been able to take it out of the package because their apartment's too small.
Right.
So they're not able to get the movement that they need to do the actual gaming.
Mm-hmm. Now, with the Wiimote, especially with the Wii Motion Plus, it's got, you know, the one-on-one contact. It could be from practically any length of the room and play it. The room could be filled with light and it will still read it. So, I still feel like because of that, the motion sensors for Nintendo are a lot better than the ones from Microsoft and Sony.
Yeah.
Not to mention the only flaw that the Wiimote had was the band broke when it first came out.
Yeah, when it first came out and people were tossing it through their plasma and LCD TVs and shit at that time.
Wow.
But if you had a CRT TV, it's fine. It would just bounce off. But yeah, besides that, it would really suck. But I do have to say that our listener has some other good points. I mean, there's going to be possibly the next Xbox system that comes out, whether it calls it the Xbox 540, 720, 1080, whatever fuck you want to call it. The whole thing is oh, well, also he says about the name of the Project Cafe, that's kind of weak.
And it's not going to be the definite name.
You know, can't they come up with code names like other companies, like AMD's Thunderbird? Yeah, Project Cafe sounds like a lame French restaurant. It is. Yes, it is. Very much so.
But
I would call it Project
in regards to the new Xbox, Microsoft has said time and again that they don't plan to release a new system until close to, like, 2016.
Those whores. Because, well, yeah, I mean, there's so much that you can do right now with the Xbox 360, but I feel that, you know, there's got to be a step up at some point. I mean, with me, I just want to, like, get another Xbox and be able to take it apart and add on all my other stuff and put it into an actual computer case tower.
Right.
Have the ultimate, like, cooling system on it, along with upping a graphics card that I could install to it, but it would be kind of hard to go against whatever Microsoft put into the sucker.
Yeah.
But I would fight it and make it work.
Mm-hmm.
Or otherwise get electrocuted and die trying.
You mean like 50 Cent?
What? Mm-hmm. No, not 50 Cent. 50 Cent wears a bulletproof vest and he's a pussy.
I thought 50 Cent was shot, right?
This is, yeah, he got shot a bunch of times and he's a pussy still. Anyways.
So, that's going on. The PSN continues to be down. 75 million PSN accounts have been stolen.
Da, da, da. Yours wasn't stolen, right?
Well, I'm not sure. Well, I'm going to have to change my password as soon as it comes up, but I didn't put my credit card information in there because if I had... Yes. Only PlayStation points and Xbox points for me.
Yeah, well...
So they're all gone.
No, 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 they're not all gone. I didn't have any to begin with because I had spent them all. So far, no like real answers as to who did this. People keep claiming that it was Anonymous that hacked into
God
it.
God damn it. Not Anonymous again. Those fucking assholes.
But no, they said they weren't behind it. They said they were originally going to pull something off that was similar to this. But they decided to back away from the idea as it would have hurt gamers more than the company itself.
Yeah, well... Somebody might have stole the idea or something like that because that, I don't know. I mean, provided it said with Anonymous, I do kind of support him on the fact of going against Tom Cruise and the whole, you know, religious bullcrap that he's dealing with. But for the most part, if Anonymous was part of this, I would kill them.
What are you talking about? Christian Scientists?
Yeah.
Scientology.
Scientology bullshit. The
Scientology.
Yeah,
Christian Science is something totally different.
I mean, I remember being at the one of the concerts at the Hat Shell. About 2 years ago, mm-hmm. and there was a zombie walk that went by us, which I was like, hey, that's cool. I didn't know there was a zombie walk today. And then all of a sudden, a group of like people wearing masks and whatnot came out of left field and were heading towards the downtown Church of Scientology. There's one down in Boston, and I was like, what the hell?
Well, back on Wednesday, there was a huge class action lawsuit filed against Sony because of the whole incident regarding the... Sony failing to take reasonable care to protect, encrypt, and secure the private and sensitive data stolen by the hackers. If it comes down to the fact that every one of these 75 million users will get, say, like, $100 out of this lawsuit, Sony's still going to be losing $7.5 billion.
Yeah, they're going to be losing a lot of money anyways. So, yeah, for the most part... It doesn't seem like it's going to be too good on Sony's part. I mean, a lot of them have lost their main stores in the first place because they haven't been selling out product and whatnot until it goes out on sales.
Yeah.
But yeah, they just, you know, I like Sony and all, but as much as I don't want to say this, they might be filing for bankruptcy in the near future.
Yeah, this I was talking this with a few of my friends, but... I do believe that there's a slight chance that this could be the killer of the PS3.
Well, yeah, but it's also... That was the thing with Sony. They said, no, we're not going to do a PS4. We're never going to... Like, even though the commercials back in the day were like PS12 or something like that, where it popped up into your brain and you're able to play the video game in your head.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's one of those things where it's... They can't go like, yeah, we can't do the evolution of as much as we want to be like, yeah, PS4 or something like that. I think they had too many good things going with PS2, and then when it switched to PS3, they were like trying to compact too much stuff in one little package, and then it's not
and
gone.
That's when they realized, crap, what do we do now?
Yeah. I mean, they don't even know what's the next setup.
One of the other things that I've been thinking about regarding this whole situation is what happens if Sony folds? What's going to happen to, like, the God of War series? What's going to happen to the Twisted Metal series? What's going to happen
to... Well, it's not going to be Bill Gates, but whoever's running Microsoft is going to be like, ooh, come here. I want to be a friend. And then we'll take all the games that you made beforehand, convert them to the Xbox, that if they weren't already converted to Xbox, you know, and make them part of that. So I'll be able to play my other games, like the games that you've got, or Killzone or anything like that that's strictly only PS3 mm-hmm. and be able to play it on Xbox.
Right. Well, that could happen. They could crawl back to Nintendo because if you remember, PlayStation was going to be a Nintendo thing and then last minute Nintendo backed out of it.
Yeah.
So we'll have to see what happens. I mean, this is just speculation. This is like, we're not spreading rumors or anything. This is like what we think might happen with Sony after this whole fiasco. I know that Sony said for like, everyone's going to get a free month of PlayStation Plus, there'll be some free games given to people, but I don't think that's going to be enough for what people have to deal with, especially if credit card information had been stolen. Sony says, no, it wasn't stolen, but there are some people that are coming out saying, yeah, mine was stolen.
Yeah, money has been missing out of my...
I mean, truthfully, that's harder to prove, too.
Well, not exactly. If that person has a strict credit card that only they do use for gaming and whatnot, you know, that they put on the on their system, and they start losing money out of there, somebody stole their information. It's not that, right. Like, you know... They went out to like and bought something at a store and got it stolen that way or something like that, or somebody stole their wallet or purse or whatever. This is one of those things that they were electronically able to hack into the system and take the friggin' information.
Yes,
as scary that as that is, you know, that's the only thing that would ruin like everybody's lives here in the room basically, because the fact is if somebody gets in them, yes, it would.
I do it cash only.
Yeah. Okay. Right.
Oh, very good.
Sure you do. But, I mean, in the sense that, you know, if they were to get hit and whatnot, money would be hard to come by because of the fact that you'd be trying to fight with the banks and whatnot to get the money back into your own possession to provide information to show that it was, you know, stolen from somebody else. So it does suck.
Yes.
Maybe get LifeLock. I don't know.
Yeah. But, yeah, it sucks that this has happened. Because it affects me with not being able to play online games or going onto Netflix. And by the way, Blonde, thanks for letting me use the Wii version of it until then.
You're very welcome. I don't know if this could be applicable, but Sony should give out free hand jobs because of it. Yeah, so yeah, everybody gets a free hand job.
Yeah,
I'm in line already.
Whore.
You must prove that you have a PS3.
Let's steal one.
I think that from the cheerleaders, you know, that would be perfect. That you're showing earlier.
Yeah.
God damn it. Nice. Oh, yeah. Yes, six pack.
I'll take six pack.
Yeah. Wait, what?
Too bad.
It's not fair. Fine. Get the bomb one.
But hopefully everything will be fixed and things can go back to as normal as possible within the PlayStation world.
There is no such thing as normalcy anymore. They're all going to, like, fuck something up. There's something going to get really messed up now because of this. They're going to try to create some kind of software program and whatnot, and it's just going to get all crazy.
Yeah.
It's not going to be good.
Perhaps.
Not going to do it.
Not going to do it.
Yeah. All right, next. Anything next? Next, or are we done?
Well, I think stick a fork in it.
Yeah, let's stick a fork in it. So, that about wraps up for this show. Remember, visit our website at bostonbashbrigade.com for recent news, reviews, podcast episodes, and videos featuring members of the B3 crew. If you have any questions, comments, or requests for things for us to talk about, you can reach us at thebastards@bostonbashbrigade.com. You can follow me on Twitter at king_baby_duck, and you can follow Anvil at anvil63.
Yeah, watch out for his one-year Twitter.
I wrote the other day.
No way. That's interesting.
I forget what I wrote, but I wrote something.
Well, let's pull up your name right here.
Hookers for everybody.
Did anybody else get surprised by any of the draft picks? I know I was.
Hey, Jake Walker going in top 10? That was not expected.
Yeah, poor bastard who, you know, trying to get that $10 million of making the picks, dude. There's just no way. No way.
Yeah, but he wasn't even one of the top quarterbacks on the board.
Mm-hmm. How you say, whoa.
Yeah.
I know, I was surprised.
Alright, we're also on myspace.com/BostonBashBrigade. We don't really care about that because MySpace sucks. We're on Facebook, so all you have to do is go to the search bar, type in BostonBashBrigade, and bingo, you'll have us. Yeah.
And check out our sisters, the Electric Sisterhood at esh.mobi. Go show them some love. We're there, check out Geekagro. And also check out the Issues guy. And,
Issues.
Geek-Egg, or GameReaction.com.
I haven't gone to them yet. JC Sargent.
Yep. Yay! I was just on JC Sargent's later show a couple nights ago, just chatting back and forth about Anime Boston and Japanese bands and such.
Awesome!
I know, I was trying to get it out, and he can interrupt me with the stuff that I just said or I'm about to say. And check out our friends at GameReaction at GameReaction.com.
Yay!
Right.
Or .tv.
And it's .com. It's going to be .com soon.
Yeah, I know.
And then you got my friend there, Matt, from Matt DeWatt. If you go on to YouTube, you can look up Matt DeWatt, or otherwise go to their website at
Design with Charm.
God damn it, motherfucker. Now I see what you're talking about. I kill you. I'll come across the table, and I will. All right. Anyways, I think we're good. We're good? You good?
And you can check me out on no social media networks. Because I'm nothing.
We'll get you there soon.
Yeah, right. we're working on your account right now, okay. So hopefully we'll have you set up pretty soon.
Okay, sounds good.
So anything else you guys want to add before we wrap it up?
Apparently, that whole thing that you were talking about earlier with the whole football thing, Brady wasn't in the top 10, and look where he is now.
Yes, I know. He was a 6th round draft pick.
Yeah,
there was like, what, 7 quarterbacks are taken before him or something like
that.
Yeah.
So. Oh, yeah. Also, the other thing we have to show is our new shirts.
Yeah. That's it. I know I wasn't able to get the other two of the new shirts yet, but we do have this set up with the
Mass Hole of Fortune.
Mass Hole of Fortune. Yes. Da, da, da. You can actually see it on this one because the other shirts that we did from another company fucking sucked.
Yes.
This one is actually from customink.com. Check them out. You can build whatever kind of shirt you want. They have a special setup where there's, you know, certain shirts that you could do, you know, regular, you know, just one, or other shirts that you'd have to do plus 6, but quantity. But the whole setup of it is awesome. You're able to just put the design on there. I made this design, and they put it up there. Bingo. Done. Sweet. Nice. I loved it. Awesome.
If you're one of our fans and you actually want to order a t-shirt, contact Blue.
Yeah, contact me, BlueOnic at BossBassBrigade.com, and I can get you a shirt. We'll work out something.
Yeah.
Cool.
All right. That's about it. So until next time, this is the Big Duck.
BlueOnic.
Mr. Pierce.
And this is Andrew.
Same sign out, bitches.
We are the Bastards. Because I love